of the communist, the beginning of the communist revolution, and they fled to China. Russia has their fears. All people have nationalistic periods in their history. They remember the Genghis Khan. He got all the way he got right into Austria and Vienna, wasn't it? France and Poland. Chinese Empire that extended that far. And it'll be all right. It'll get through it. But China will get back to internationalism. The Soviets will get back to internationalism. They're already there in their internationalism. But unfortunately, they go through these periods of distrust. But how do we know the superiority of communism? That's important. Over socialism, over capitalism. Anybody know that? One simple thing shows it. Just a simple thing I said in the news. There are many things, but a simple thing. The fact that Carter is so cheap that he is letting the capitalists come back with the same old damn unusable bomb shelters that were sold in the 1950s and trying to put them on the market and make the people feel that they've got protection. And the Chinese have underground shelters that sleep out 100 miles from their cities, and so do the USSR, the Soviet Union. That shows a system that cares about people. Capitalism, USA, cares about money, profit, property. What did Dr. Ellsberg say was the last step? He said the last step before nuclear war. They're proving they're stepping there. Anybody remember? The neutron bomb. He said, but it won't work. It won't control. It won't control. It won't stop it. He said they can't use the neutron bomb without reaction from the socialist world. You better know what I'm talking about, because I'm trying to help you what you're going to be expecting tomorrow night. What disagreement did Senator Kennedy have with President Carter? You know what that was? What has the so-called liberal Senator Kennedy done that shows he's schizophrenic? He voted for Senate Bill 1437. He sponsored Senate Bill 1437, which is this awesome law that nobody now can tell the truth of what the government's doing. And yet he came out against Carter because he says Carter's a hypocrite, kept none of his promises, the health guaranteed insurance that was supposed to be provided to U.S. citizens has not been done. What has recently been revealed about the CIA and its new director? Use network news, yes. Use network news. Got several of them working. Picks up the files of newsmen. So dishonesty, a black man doesn't even know he's being used when he interviews Indians in Washington about their problems. And that ends up being passed on by his station manager to the UPI general network. And it ends up in the FBI and the CIA. And also, we know deputy directors on this magazine. A former deputy director of the CIA is on this magazine, that the National Enquirer, that is doing this smear job on us. And don't worry about that. We'll live through that. What do we mean by detente? That means peace between nations. Wake up, mama. Peace between nations. Better get this. You get it right now if you listen. Damn it, I don't know why you don't get it. What do you know about white market activities in Guyana? We know that they're cracking down on them. Don't charge a penny too much to the people. Guyana cares about its people. One penny too much on soap, got a woman $500 fine. Very, very careful. When you slip into the country with money and don't declare it, they also got fines and sentences. One came in with $250 USA and didn't declare it, and she got fined three times the amount of the foreign currency. That's a lot of money she had to pay for trying to bring in dollars. You try to take any money out from this country, you go to jail. And a socialist nation has to do that. That's the way they keep their economy from being drained, from certain rich elements taking the money out and putting it in foreign investments and weakening the economy, right? That's why they say we will use what we can build ourselves. We will be self-sufficient. And that's why we're trying to do that here in Georgetown, in Jonestown, is to build our soap, make our own clothes, make our own bricks, do our own things, provide our own foods. Because, remember what the Prime Minister said too, that there's old misconceptions, that they've been brainwashed by the white man, they think that they have to have canned sardines. What do you say tastes better than canned sardines? Fresh snapper, right here, and we got plenty of it. What do you say tastes better and had more nutrition than what? Split peas? Black-eyed peas. What do you say had more nutrition, tastes better than an apple? Mangoes. He said, let's get down to building. Norman was telling me about a lot of peanuts that's going on in heavy market. He's bringing it in by bulk. He's going to try to get some of us on the next route. They're coming in by bulk from USA. They're doing it over here in Venezuela in socialist cooperatives. They're setting up there. They're even moving towards cooperatives. We want to get those peanuts, and they're growing Oklahoma peanuts there. I said, how many tons did you say you delivered over there, Norman? Where is Norman? 3 million pounds. So you see what we got? We got to get on with those peanuts, because that makes peanut butter, and they have no peanut butter here. They have to buy it. All right. What new item now is pushed for grain production in Guyana? Yeast, charcoal. Armando's in. He's doing an excellent job too. Armando Griffith, young man without even a girlfriend. He's in there doing a good job. He's out, in the meantime, learning the charcoal industry and going from door to door procuring, and he's been the excellent next to, he's right up there with our Bobby Stroud, and we're glad for that. We're proud of him. What new item is being pushed? Okay, who is Somoza? What did he recently say about conditions in his country? He will not resign until 1981. No matter how many people he has to eliminate, he will remain the dictator. He's been the dictator for 44 years, upheld by U.S. capitalism. The Washington Post recently criticized President Carter. What for? Sometimes we oughtn't have to have rewards. We give you an hour, 2 hours, we've got a lot of them built up. We've got to now think about production. What did you say? Playing up human rights is what the Washington Post say. Odell?
In the past to and now.
Yes. And he said, linking off, the Washington Post said, was hypocritical and dangerous, bringing about nuclear war, linking all this salt talk. And that's what Dr. Ellsberg said today. He said, this is why it's doomed. He said, Carter is not capable of administering. We hear this over and again. He said, the idea that we would link the entire strategic arms limitation talks on 2 Soviet criminals. They call them dissidents, but they've been committed of crimes of Zionist terror in and this passing state secrets. He said, the idea, he said, we need to have every minute burning. I didn't give you all of it. He said, every minute of the clock needs to be burning in the United Nations to find an agreement to stop the production of nuclear weapons, to eliminate them from the earth, and not only to stop it now, but to eliminate them, dismantle them, and to stop the spread, because he said it's too dangerous, it's out of control. He said, why did he say this is the most dangerous country in the world? Why did Dr. Ellsberg, he's not a Marxist either, why did he say it's the most dangerous nation in the world?
Several things that you brought out earlier this evening.
I'll get on. He said, Chile, we overthrew a constitutionally elected government and murdered those people in cold blood. And in what else? Indonesia? How many people did we kill? The CIA, our tax dollars that could cause us guilt? 2 million people to put in a fascist leader. He knows that because he was in Washington while it was done. And he said he'll never get over the guilt. And you see, guilt makes the person do right. Guilt caused him to come out in the public and air it, at least. He did his job. He tried to tell the world nobody's listening. What is Israel trying to do about bring about in Lebanon? Set up a, they're trying to keep their conquered territory by setting up a false group of Christian fascists and calling them Lebanese, Christian militia. What 2 European countries are plagued with labor unrest? France and Great Britain and England, and Yes, England, Great Britain, United Kingdom, and Canada, and of course USA in America. Is China aiding any African nations? Do you know of one, and how much aid it is giving? How much is it giving to Tanzania? Huh? $5 million to Tanzania? $10 million. $10 million to Tanzania. How much is he giving to Zambia? $10 million. Both same place. $10 million. What else is it doing for Zambia, who stood up against U.S. exploitation? Zambia and Tanzania both stood up against the and demanded the liberation of Rhodesia and South Africa. Build a railway network. How many technicians does it have in Zambia? It's going to keep them there. 750. How, no, why not? It was 7,500, wasn't it? Technicians, advisors, do anybody remember? Don't know. I know it's 750. Was it 7,500? Anybody remember statistics? We all remember different things. 10,000 engineers. I know that. They're keeping them there. What is it you say, Dr. Shack? 60,000 engineers, right, you were, but it's down, they still left 10,000 there. You're right, that's what they originally said. And in Mozambique, they're giving aid, what is the aid? Was the form of the aid? It wasn't spelled out, I don't recall. Look, listen to the Mozambique tape. Be sure you go in tomorrow and listen to the Mozambique tape and the Korean, North Korean, South Korean tape. And they're helping other nations, Senegal, they're helping Guyana, they're helping Jamaica and the Caribbean, both socialist nations. Explain the doctrine of three worlds. I don't think I need to do that, do I? Do you all know it? How many know it? If you don't, you better ask your neighbor, because you'll be asked tomorrow. What Caribbean socialist nations is in trouble and why? Jamaica, because the International Monetary Fund, they let them get hold on their banks and devalue their money. And who's come to the rescue again, showing that there is a superiority of socialism. Soviet Union forgot their differences for a moment in China. Soviet Union's giving them fisheries aid and large loan, and China's come in with a number of assistances to their program. What did China do particularly in Jamaica, do you know? Well, think about it. The Doctrine of Three Worlds, again, somebody back there is looking puzzled. The Doctrine of Three Worlds, the first world is the Soviet Union and USS and the USA. The second world is the European capitalist nations. The third world is China and the underdeveloped nations. They haven't been entirely consistent to it, but one thing, it may have merit. It's based on the inevitability of what Dr. Ellsberg says, that nuclear war will happen, and they're probably trying to get the nuclear war over with before bombs spread to every nation in the southern hemisphere. While this is a zone of peace, you know this is a zone of peace, don't you? Where's the other zone of peace? Indian Ocean. The Indian Ocean. So that there'll be survival. And China realizes that, maybe even they realize that socialism will inherit the world, be it communist China and the Soviet Union, because China will, how many people in China will survive the nuclear war? 700 million out of a billion. They'll lose 300 million. How many people in USA will die in the first few minutes now of a nuclear war? 9 out of 10. No, over 200 million. 9 out of 10 people, if you were sitting here, would die. Nearly everyone would die here because you lived in a city. And if you didn't, you'd be like Khrushchev. The living would envy the dead if you lived in Redwood Valley and had to wake up with radiation problems and the radiation disease coming across the hills, even if we did have the safety of our cave, and then have to be around all those, well, you know what. Rednecks, that's good, thank you. Everybody knows what a redneck is, don't you? Why are people suing NBC concerning a recent television show? Born Innocent showed how to rape, how a young woman was raped by 7 teenagers, and a young woman just a few hours thereafter was raped in the same fashion. But it's not going to get anywhere because they're big, powerful. They're the right arm of the fascist ruling class, and they're coming in with high-powered attorneys, but she's suing them for how much money? 11 million. She ought to. Her daughter's mentally unbalanced, and they think she'll remain mentally unbalanced the rest of her life. Who is the president of Tanzania? Julius Nyerere. He gave a brave speech at the United Nations indicting U.S. imperialism. What are the United States trying to do with Mozambique? Like our enemies tried to provoke us with sending Norman in here and telling us that he was a spy. Hope we do something, because they've never been able to get us on a violent crime or to do something against his freedom of travel or something. What were they trying to do? Provoke an incident so they'd have some criminal action here, maybe, though we could handle anything in this government, but it would be a horrible thing there. Evil people, aren't they? What's the USA trying to do to Mozambique? They're bombing them from with our aid. The USA, shamefully, you need to know that, lifted the ban against arms and giving aid. The Senate voted for it. Now the House of Representatives both voted for it and gave emergency aid even before they passed it, which was illegal. U.S. planes, even with some pilots, bombed Mozambique. 21 villages wiped out in 2 days alone, and there have been more. And the Union of South Africa attacking them with our tax dollars, which should cause guilt from Union of South Africa, the apartheid racist regime that has concentration camps, bombing them from one end to the other. They want them to strike back, as Mozambique's a brave Marxist country, has socialized all of its medicine in 3 years, only 3 years old. It was in Bush, primitive, a colonial nation. 3 years they've done that, and they've been known to fight back. They've been defending the Zimbabweans. They defended the Zambians. They defended Swapo, and they want them just across their border. And Radio Moscow says it in Radio Sweden. So that if they do, then USA will go through her hypocritical posturing, say, we've got to send NATO in to protect the people. To protect the people, yes. To protect, what does the USA say? Moscow says, and Sweden says they have to have the cobalt and the chrome. U.S. economy will fold. That's why Yugoslavia said what? And several other non-aligned nations. World War III has already begun. Too much trouble in the Near East between the Israelis and the Arabs. The Iraqis again were set up today. You heard that, didn't you? I always think God bless cats. We operate one of them with two toms of fighting. I want to get one of that tom. I think it's that black tom. I'll get him, take him, and we'll fix him. Pick up the God bless cat. Stop this nonsense. That poor, let the one fuck that is always getting beat up. The capitalist one gets his fucker operation tomorrow. He's all, the only thing fights here, and I don't like fighting. Do you? I think the nice cat that's always running away should get the right to fuck, and the mean one should get his balls tampered with. How many vote for that? Yay. Okay, all right. So if you fight, friend, if you fight, better use your balls peacefully. Look out. What the hell are you doing, you ornery son of a... Does she got balls? Yeah, who's the Tom picked on? The black one does it. He picks on all of them. Where is the sucker? Well, I want him caught now. I'm tired of it. He picks on every other Tom. He just, Well, it's awful what he does to him. He just grabs them all of them. He's the gentle one. He's very upset, is he? Okay. See that black cat now? Let's catch that black cat. The black and white cat. Get him. You got him? You got him? Let me see that ornery sucker. Bring him up here. I'm going to put him on public services. Be sure you get the right cat. We want justice done, even for cats. Are you the only thing that does it? Yes. Hold him up before the people. Now, get him put someplace right now. So that fella, we're going to have to operate him because he attacked a black one yesterday. He's attacking a mixed nigger cat today. And you're ornery. Just because you're black at every one of us, you don't need to be thinking you're going to be able to go around tearing up everything, right? It won't hurt him. He'll get fat and eat and lay in the sun.
Who says?
Nancy said, "My God, this is my cat. What are you doing to it?" Nothing. It won't hurt him at all. He won't be so competitive and he'll relax. He'll overcome his sexual problem. What the hell are we talking about? Shift. The following people were leaving in the morning to unload the shell boat. Phil Blakey, Carl Barnett, Wesley Bridenbeck, Burrow Wilson, Ezekiel Wilson, Walter Williams, Paul McCann, Cornelius Tusk, Kenny Reed, Ron Talley, Cleve Newell, Mark Cordell, John Gardner, Carl Newell, Al Touche, acceptable. Okay. Now you may be seated. The Iraqis, what happened to them today? Something important. They've been doing them, setting them up all over because they're trying to get the Arab League to build their own weapons, refine their own oil, and quit depending on the USA and get off the dollar standard and onto the gold standard. If that happens, USA, we won't have to worry about her bothering anybody anymore because she'll fall. The Iraqis are also nationalists, but they're allies of the Soviet Union in the military alliance. What was it? Somebody else got, they shot some more Iraqis today. Now that was Iran. The Chicago police are linked with SAVAK, S-A-V-A-K, the secret police that set up the former deputy, the director of CIA, is now the head of it. It's one of the most cool secret polices in the world. The Shah of Iran is the oil-rich billionaire many times, owns many airplanes, private jets, many wives, and many limousines, Rolls Royces, so forth. He's the one that, according to the fall, the collapse of 1979, we have the book over there in the library, don't we? You're reading it. Okay, well, it's in the library. It's an excellent book written by a banker that the Shah of Iran, finally, because of the lust for power and money, will bring a war, a nuclear conflict, when he wants to own all the world. He and the Saud of Arabia is the richest, and they will bring the reactionary act, the horrible act of nuclear hell. So they were bombed, but with the cooperation and beat up with the Chicago police working for SAVAK, working for a foreign intelligence agency. How do they get by with that? Well, how do we know it? Because the man said that's who paid him. He bopped the cherry bomb. You remember? The one that dropped the cherry bomb got his pay through the Chicago policeman. 100 ducks. That's right. 100 bucks. Thank you. What was resolved, decided? Who was the president of Tanzania? Nair, a brave man. He addressed the United Nations. And so it shows China's moving away from its nationalism to internationalism to give him support. He indicted USA. What did he say of importance? The recent OAU conference in Khartoum, Sudan. What did the OAU conference decide? You know what that was. He was right to help any nations. So the Belgrade conference, of Yugoslavia non-aligned nations, said that Cuba would not be expelled. In fact, the next non-aligned nation historically will meet of the 100 nations in Cuba. That's a breakthrough, my friend. What's happening in Havana? A great youth festival of over 20,000 now, of 140 nations. Most of the nations of the world have got delegations there. And they've condemned the policies of U.S. and Africa, the use of weather modification by the CIA. What weather modification? You better know it. They're messing with weather, cloud seeding, other things. Cause earthquake tremors, tidal waves, and breaking of the ozone, but they haven't sophisticated that yet. Why is astrology an opium of the people? Because any religion that says this is, has to happen, or fatalism, that the stars is going to determine your events, that is contrary to Marxist-Leninist principle. The dialectic says man determines his destiny. Nothing's fixed. Nothing's an absolute. Right? You believe that? You better, or you're not a good socialist. And all religions say that the Lord, when Nell Smart was saying, she was saying, look at all this. Even with Proposition 13, wake up! Proposition 13, they said over the TV and the radio that the first to go are going to be the minorities and the women. So what do you think about this? Well, the empty stores, and people, Dina Downs told us about it coming in, Jesse, the empty stores, the shelves are empty. What is this? And the black folks say, well, it's the will of the Lord. It's testing. The Lord is testing us. But after a while, when we get through, hey, glory to Jesus, we're going to have a mansion over the hilltop. And there'll be a white man telling you what to do. You ain't going to get no mansion. The other folks said it. There'll be a cabin. It'll be a cabin. If there was one, if there was a heaven, you'd be in a cabin, and there'd be a plantation owner, and you'd be white. This is our earth. We, minority people, third world people, we will make this our heaven. This is our earth. Ain't waiting for no heaven in the sky. What'd you say about environmental determinism? Yes, they're using environmental determinism to what?
Parallel the dialectic.
Parallel the dialectic. Okay, now you can listen to this tape and have it down, plus the tape on the position of the Guyana on socialism, its support for unification of Korea and what the USA has done there. And then you want to listen to the documentary on Korea and Mozambique. You got me? You listen to this tape, you'll have it all. Yeah, that's all the tape you'll have to listen to. You listen to this tape. You won't have to go back and listen to last Tuesday night's tape. You listen to this tape, and you'll have it and ask some questions. All right? What happened at a recent meeting in the Ku Klux Klan, California? Ku Klux Klan were not arrested. Then all the peaceful that protested. What town of the Ku Klux Klan taken over? Oxnard. Now every major city has a Ku Klux Klan chapter and a Nazi chapter. Here's a headline tonight, A Young Nazi's Fate. A teenage admirer of Adolf Hitler killed a fellow high school student, and he will be kept at juvenile home while authorities decide where he will be placed for rehabilitation. I'm sure if that was a black young man, there would not be...